Hello, world. This is Wichita.
Once more, dear home, I with rapture behold thee and meet anew.
The Wichita Eagle, the newspaper of the great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come along with us on a trip down memory lane to yesterday. Listen to This is Wichita. Now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, opens our program with a concert arrangement of the Camptown Races by Stephen Foster. One of the first duties of a good newspaper is service to its subscribers and to the community which it serves. Today, the Wichita Eagle is assisting newcomers in finding homes and lodging. Every issue of both the Morning and Evening Eagle is filled with a long list of rentals. If you're looking for a room, apartment, or house, read the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle, where you'll find a large list of rentals. And then if you don't find exactly what you want, go to the Eagle office, Market and William Streets, and ask for the Classified Rental Information Department. The Wichita Eagle, in cooperation with the members of the Wichita Real Estate Board, will assist you in solving your rental problem. And now we lift the curtain on another drama of Wichita as inspired by the stories found in the back files of the Wichita Eagle. Tonight we turn back 43 years to 1898 copies of the Eagle. We find many pictures of ornate hats, just the thing for Easter, so the advertisements say. And we find stories of plans for impressive Easter services. Handel's Messiah will be sung in Wichita. Pleasant weather is expected. It looks like a beautiful Easter Sunday. But not all is peaceful, for there are many disturbing headlines. On the streets, newsboys are crying.
Plane given last warning. Paper, mister.
U.S. may go to war.
Plane given last warning.
Paper.
Get the Wichita Eagle.
We don't want the war. Plane. Paper,
mister. Yes, rumors of war with Spain cloud the peaceful scene of the Easter in Wichita just the year of 1898. The tramp of marching feet is a familiar sound to the youth of the city. Company A, the 2nd Regiment of the Kansas National Guards, under the command of Captain H.W. Kennicky, is drilling. Just in case President McKinley decides to declare war on Spain.
One, two, three, four. Come in! Go! Arrange! Set! I wish to congratulate Company A on the general military excellence of today's drill. In most cases, you look like soldiers. But we can still do better. We can... and we will. Company A will be ready if and when war is declared and our country calls upon us to defend the nation's honor. Company, attend! Right shoulder! Hut. Company, forward! Hut.
Kansas National Guards drilled for the approaching war with Spain, the women prepared for the approaching War of Fashion. For April 10th, Easter Sunday of 1898 was just one day away, and feminine fingers were busy with the needle and the thread for...
My dress simply must be ready for Easter.
Well, it won't if you don't stand still.
Ouch!
I stick you here.
Yes.
Well, I can't help it, Mellie, if you insist on squirming around when I'm trying to pin. Oh, dear, I just don't know whether this is right or not. What do you think, Grandma?
I think it's scandalous.
Oh, Grandma.
Well, I do.
But why, Grandma? It's the very latest fashion.
Yes, that's just it. That's all young women think of on Easter these days, fashion.
Well, naturally, Mother, they want to show off their pretty dresses and hats.
Yes, and they don't hear one speck of the sermon. They just set and show off their finery. She's your daughter, Martha, and I can't stop it. But I think it's a sin, just a sin.
Well, if my daughter doesn't do any more sinning than being the prettiest girl in the choir on Easter, I won't worry.
Good for you, Martha. Good for you. And them's my sentiments, too.
Now, Pa, don't you go siding in against me. Just because you're an old sinner all but two Sundays out of the
year.
Now,
Grandma, you know Grandpa isn't a sinner all
but... Well, he is. He goes to church on Christmas and on Easter. He wouldn't go then if I didn't just literally drag him by the ear.
Oh, Mother. Grandpa goes more often than that. You know he does.
Well, not much. It's the soldier in him. That Civil War just ruined your father's morals.
Oh, sure. Mom didn't know such thing.
Yes, it did. The Union Army learned you to chew tobacco and swear and break the Sabbath, and you know it.
Now, do you hear that? Do you hear that, children? That's the credit I get for winning the Civil War.
It's all right to win the Civil War, but you didn't have to pick up so many bad habits.
Huh?
That reminds me, Martha. Do you know what your father's doing now?
No, Mother, what?
He's corrupting your son. Putting ideas have gone to war in his young head.
Oh.
Father, I hope you're not doing that.
Well, he is. You just listen to Jimmy talk. You'll find out. He wants to enlist in the army if we declare war on Spain.
Oh, but that's impossible. Jimmy's only 16.
Your father wasn't much older when he joined the Union Army. There's nothing a boy likes any better than putting on a uniform and being a soldier.
Oh, fiddlesticks, Ma. Jimmy's just a red-blooded young man. He likes to hear me talk about the Civil War.
But, Father, I don't want you to encourage Jimmy to try and go off to war. I will worry about that. Seems like that's all we hear nowadays is rumors of war.
Well, for the love of great horn, Harry,
not your language, Jonas.
Oh, fiddly-dee, you women make me sick. All this fiddle-daddle about war. How would you like it if them Spaniards come over here and twisted your necks and cut your ears off?
Oh, well,
you don't know. You don't know. They might. We got to slap them down, and that's all there is to it. Why, if we don't, one of these days you'll be sitting here, and bing, a cannon will fire a ball right through that window.
Mercy, what was that?
Why, it's a baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, Mother, it's Jimmy, and he's broken the window.
Oh, dear, I've told those boys not to play so close to the house. Jimmy! Jimmy!
Yes, Mother?
You come right in the house this instant.
Oh, now, Martha, don't whip the boy. He didn't mean to break
I
the window.
I know, but I've told him time and time again.
Did you call me, Mother?
I certainly did. Now, Jimmy... Your father's going to hear about you breaking this window.
Oh, gee, Mom, I'm sorry. It was just an accident. We just got to practice all we can, because we got a big game coming up Sunday.
What? On Sunday?
Well, it's in the afternoon, Grandma.
That makes no difference. It's Easter Sunday.
Grandmother's right, Jimmy. I'm not going to have you playing ball on Easter Sunday.
But, Mother, it's a big game. We're going to be playing against the North End Pole Cats.
Good gracious, such talk.
Well, gosh, Grandma, it can't be so wrong. They're having a real ball game over in the athletic park this Sunday.
That's right, that's right. The Eagles are playing the Owls. I wouldn't miss her for a $10 bill.
You'll miss it for a lot less than that.
Huh?
No husband of mine is going to a wicked ball game on Sunday.
Oh,
what is this world coming to?
Oh, but Grandma, I'm going to go to church in the morning.
No, Jimmy. We'll have no argument about the ball game. You're simply not going to play.
Oh, gosh. I hope President McKinley hurries up and declares war.
What?
Well, I do. Because then I'm going to join up the army and be a real man, a he-man with no women to boss me.
Now, Jonas, do you see what you've done?
Jimmy, I don't want to ever hear you say such a thing again. Do you hear me? Jimmy, you're just a boy. My only boy. You're my baby.
Oh, Mother, I'm not a baby. I'm 16. I'm a man.
Nevertheless, you're still a baby to me. The idea of talking about going off to war before it's even declared.
But, Mother, we gotta remember the Maine.
That's his grandfather talking. If anybody gets a whipping, it ought to be Jonas.
Well, Jimmy's certainly going to get one when his father gets home.
And in the meantime, Mother, will you please fix my dress? Easter will be here and I'll have nothing to wear.
All right, dear. All these interruptions. Here, stand over here in this light. Oh, dear, that hem's going to have to come out.
Are you sure you'll be able to get it done?
Well, I will if you'll stand still. Now, don't make me talk and swallow these pins.
Mother, you just don't know what this means to me.
Yes, I do. Now, stand still now.
Did I tell you that Hattie Kenner is getting her dress made special by a dressmaker?
It won't look a bit better than this.
Ouch. Well, I hope not. You know, she's been after Steve Wire.
Who? Steve Wire?
Yes, Mother, that's Molly's beau. Oh,
for pity's sake.
Now, Grandma, what's the matter with Steve Wire?
Nothing, except he's just reckless and entirely unreliable. I talked to his grandmother only the other day. And she said Steve was just itching for us to get into the war so he could go and fight.
Oh, surely not Steve. Molly, is that right? Does Steve talk about joining the army?
Well, he... Oh, of course. Every young man you know talks about it. But he... Well, he wouldn't go
if what?
If he was married.
Married?
Yes, and that's what he'll be if I can keep ahead of that Hattie Kenner. That's why I want to look my prettiest this Sunday. When I'm singing in the choir, I don't want Steve to take his eyes off of me for one minute.
Oh, what is this generation a-coming to? The idea, a granddaughter of mine, planning to flirt in the choir and on Easter.
Yeah, look out, Grandma, look out. I'll tell how you captured me at prayer meeting.
Jonas, you hush.
Good woman. But I don't think the world is as wicked as he says it is. I guess that's because I've lived a lot more of life than Grandma has. So, no use getting me all riled up about the younger generation. You can't bother about them. Well, here it is, Easter. And not a bad looking day at that. Easter, 1898. The Eagle says we're going to have nice weather today. And that's going to work both ways mighty fine. Won't be no rain to spoil Easter bonnets and no rain to spoil the ball game between Eagles and the Owls. I got to figure some way to get to that ball game without getting Ma too riled up, too. Time to get to church. This is the big game. There's poor Jimmy over there, too. His mother giving him his last inspection.
Jimmy, let me see your ears.
Oh, gosh, Mom, they're clean.
Well, just one more digging won't hurt. Stand still. I'll just moisten this handkerchief now, and let's get that out of there.
Oh, gee whiz, Mom, that hurts. I'm a man, Mom. Why do you have to keep digging in my ears?
Hush, Jimmy. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Well, they finally get poor Jimmy scrubbed up. And, of course, Melly, she's all excited. What with wearing her new Easter dress and bonnet and her head all filled with the special songs the choir's going to sing. And her thoughts about Steve. Good-looking rascal, that Steve. Can't blame Melly for falling over head over heels in love with him. Now that's all there is. Here we are at the church. Seems like everybody in town is turned out. The altar's all decorated with flowers. Pipe organ never sounded prettier.
Jonas, spit out that water tobacco.
Yes, Ma, yes, I'll spit it out. I wish you'd give me a little credit for knowing the right thing to do. I was going to spit it out. Well, this is her big day, too. It's mighty nice going to church. Wichita's got some mighty pretty churches. Lots of good folks live here. Yep, they sure do. Funny how the church looks all so pretty and nice inside. When the sun's a shining through the stained glass windows, everything's so restful and peaceful. There goes the choir. Is a pretty choir. They sure put in a lot of work for this here Easter service. There's Melly singing away. And the light from the window is just right. It's sort of a rosy color. And it's shining down on Melly, making her look all fresh and young and lovely like a flower. She's getting her wish all right, too. Steve's just staring at her like... like she was an angel. Well, I declare, that there Hattie Kenner is standing in a sort of a green light. Sure does make her look bad. I wonder if Millie could have planned that.
Millie Dale, you're going to change places right back. I'm aware of your little trick.
Why, Hattie, what do you mean?
Oh, don't you pretend with me. You know good and well you got me to change places with you in the choir just because you knew I'd be on the side where the green light shows in.
Well, Hattie, I don't think it really made any difference.
Oh, you know good and well it did. Why, just look dreadful.
Well, do you think you ought to blame it all in the church window, Hattie?
Now, see here, Millie Dale. You just wanted me to look my worst. I want my old place back where the rosy light shines in.
But you traded.
Yes, after you talked me into it.
That's my granddaughter. Yeah, they're right smart of her, must say. Women have some mighty subtle ways of catching husbands. I reckon Steve ain't quite aware of it, but she'll get him. Uh-oh, here it comes now. And just look at them two girls trying to act like they're not too anxious to talk to him.
Hello, Millie.
Hello, Steve.
Gee, you sure looked pretty up there in that choir today.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Hello, Hattie. Say, did you know you were standing right in the place where that green light shines?
Yes, I was quite aware of it.
You sure look terrible.
What?
Well, that light...
Good day, Mr. Wire.
Well, gee, what's the matter with her?
Oh, I can't imagine, Steve. Hattie's very peculiar sometimes.
Yeah, she sure is. That's what I like about you, Millie. You're different from other girls. And you like baseball, too. You know what we're going to do this afternoon?
What, Steve?
We're going to go to the athletic park and watch the Eagles and the Owls play. Do you want to?
Yes, Steve, if you do. But don't say anything in front of Grandmother. You know
how... Oh, sure, I see. I won't. Oh, gee, you're swell, Millie. You know, a lot of women think it's wrong to go to ball games, or else they just don't like them. But you're getting so you kind of understand the game, aren't you?
Yes. Steve, I think I've figured out why everyone thinks so much of that man they call the pitcher.
You do?
Yes. He's got to be awfully good to stand where he does and throw that ball so it'll hit the bat that the man at home plate holds out.
Oh.
Millie's trying to learn baseball, so Steve will think a little bit more of her. And she got the right idea. And somehow or other, I can't help but think she's a-fighting for the right man. Of course, I know what Grandma's going to say when we sit down to eat her Sunday dinner.
It was just plain scandalous. I never saw such a brazen display of frivolity. Nellie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, the way you smile down at Steve. Church is no place for a flirtation.
Oh, now, Ma, I say I'd rather have the young folks flirting in church than going somewhere else to do their courting.
That's not the point. The point is, no one listened to the sermon.
Oh, yes, they did so. Maybe they didn't just catch every word, every minute, but I reckon most folks absorbed a heap of goodness listening to the Easter service today.
Well, I hope you absorbed enough not to be thinking of going to that wicked baseball game today.
Well, it looks like I'll have to kind of sneak off this afternoon. I just got to see that ball game. I take Jimmy along with me, but and sure as shooting, I catch it for trying to lead the boy astray. Jimmy's kind of been moping around today. I guess he feels mighty bad about not being able to play that game they're having up on 17th Street. Well, I'll get my hat and just sort of sneak out real easy-like. Grandma's kind of had too much for dinner. She's just half asleep. I don't know by George, she's sound asleep and snoring. We've been married almost 40 years, and Grandma never will admit that she snores. She sure does, though. Well, me for that ball game. Here we are at the old ballpark. There's Mr. Alexander, the manager. Proud as a peacock. And the home team is sure putting on a good show. Mostly men at the ball game, but there's about 30 women, including my granddaughter. Wow! It's a homer! Hey! He made it. Oh, that was mighty close. Here comes trouble. There's Grandma down at the gate. She must be looking for me. Oh, now I never thought she'd do that. Well, I guess I better face the medicine.
Jonas, where are you?
Right here, Ma. I'm right here now. I'll be down. Wait till she hears me fine. Oh, now, what did you come here for?
Oh, Jonas, you got to leave the game right away.
But, Ma, this is only the third inning.
But, Jonas, you got to help find Jimmy. He's run off.
Grandma, what are you doing here?
I might ask, what are you doing here? But I can't argue something dreadful's happened.
Your brother's run away from home, Millie.
Jimmy, what was wrong?
He said he was going to join the army. We just found the note he left in his room.
Oh, we must stop him. Steve, will you help?
Oh, sure. Oh, but gosh, why didn't he wait till after the ball game?
Well, come on, we'll find him. He can't go on too far.
Oh, my poor baby. Oh, why should he do a thing like that?
Oh, it's Pa. He's the cause of it all. Always a-telling Jimmy about the Civil War. I just don't know what makes Jonas so wicked.
Oh, we can't blame Grandpa entirely. Jimmy just wants to grow up too soon. Oh, what if they don't find him? What will I do?
Mother, we found Jimmy. Here he is.
Oh, Jimmy, why did you do it?
Oh, gee, Mom, I didn't think you'd care too much.
Not care? Oh, you know I would.
Steve found him, Mother. He was on the road that leads to Newton.
He said he was going to Washington to join the regular army.
Oh, what'd you stop me for, Steve? Gosh, I want to be a soldier.
Well, so do I, Jimmy. But you got to grow up a little. Oh, don't worry, Jimmy. When I get in the army, I'll speak to the general on your behalf.
Fair moment. Millie's eyes sort of betray her fear and disappointment. But then she begins to smile. She's thinking about how she's going to have to work fast to get Steve into the frame of mind where he wants to get married. Well, Grandma claims it's wicked to be thinking about love and church. But somehow I can't help but think it's sort of appropriate. Love and marriage sort of tie in with the church. And if there's any beauty in a girl, any beauty at all, it's going to show when she's singing in the choir. That night at the Easter services, Millie never looked prettier. All the family was there. And Steve was in the front pew staring up at Millie while she sang. Folks, you've kind of had an exciting day. I sort of tired when they got to the end of the services. The women folks looked sort of tired, too. What with all the excitement they'd gone through, getting their Easter outfits ready and showing them off. Grandma says that a lot of folks just went to church to show off their fancy finery. But I expect they absorbed a little of the great goodness that's in all religion. Preacher spoke a lot about the resurrection, about the loving kindness of God's Son. Spoke a lot about love of one's fellow man, and about forgiveness and hopes of eternal salvation. That's mighty nice talking. I think most of us sort of forgot about the coming war and our hatreds and all of that. Sure. I even plumb forgot to wonder how the ball game came out. And after the services, Steve and Nellie walked home. They took the long way about, walked real slow-like. And I guess Nellie must have done some awful good talking, because things was sort of going her way by the time they stood on the front porch. Holding hands, looking deep into each other's eyes, Steve was saying.
I guess there is something to life besides just excitement, Millie. I guess whenever a fella meets the right girl, he wants to settle down and get married. Oh, we're going to be awful happy, Millie.
Yes, Steve.
I love you, Millie.
I love you, Steve.
Well, there goes the old clock, striking off 10. Steve and Nellie have worked out their little destiny, and Easter Sunday is just about over. We've had a mighty fine day all in all. Churches were filled. The hometown team won the ball game. Yes, sir, 11-3 in our favor. Yes, sir, Wichita's had a mighty pretty Easter Sunday. Town's awful peaceful and quiet like now. Most of the folks getting in bed. But I guess we're due for plenty of excitement in the days to come. For we're a mighty cocky nation now. Sort of got a chip on our shoulder. I suppose President McKinley will be declaring war on Spain most any day now. Regardless of what our women folk will say, that most of our boys will be marching off to war. And after the women folk get through their crying, they'll dry their eyes and pitch right into helping the war. They always do. God bless them. And they always will.
And so the curtain falls on a scene from life in Wichita on Easter Sunday, April 10, 1898.
Once more, dear home, I with rapture am holding and
this program was brought to you by the Wichita Eagle, the only newspaper in Wichita with both the morning and evening edition. For the biggest 20 cents worth of news every week, take the Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family. And listen again next Sunday at this same time for another story of This is Wichita.